Our next story also has to do with identity and how we talk about it. Zara Nurbakhsh came out as bisexual shortly after the shooting at Pulse nightclub in Orlando last June. And she did it in a very public way on her podcast. It's called Hashtag Good Muslim, Bad Muslim. Zara is one of the co-hosts.
It was such a relief. And then, of course, then I was terrified. I was terrified of the politics of it, of whether it was appropriate, whether I could speak on the matter. And then also, of course, my parents listened to the podcast and I was like, what are they going to think? And do I tell them? And I just started to feel really, really sick. And like bugs were crawling all up and down my body and really scared. And I was really afraid of all of their reactions.
Zara Nurbakhsh wrote about her experience for Bitch Media and sat down to talk about it with The World's Karen Peterson. Hey, Karen.
What up, Marco?
So how does this story end, Karen? Did she end up coming out to her family?
Yeah, eventually. Zara's a comedian, so she was actually touring for a couple of weeks before she was able to make it home and finally got to tell her parents in person, which is crazy because the entire time she was terrified that they were going to listen to the podcast.
Wow. How did they react?
They reacted really well, which is something that surprised her. She told me that her mom especially had this really beautiful reaction, and I kind of want to let her explain it.
My mother reminded me that nobody stands between you and Allah. Jesus walked on water, but Allah gave an illiterate young orphaned boy a book and said, read, because self-discovery makes a prophet.
I really love that reaction because it combats this really ugly stereotype that Islam stands in opposition to the LGBT community and that being Muslim is to be homophobic.
Yeah, what did Zara say when you pressed her on that whole kind of notion?
She hates it, really hates it. And she pointed out something that I guess is obvious, but needs to be said, I think, a lot more, that there are homophobic Muslims, there are homophobic Christians, there are homophobic atheists, and so on and so on.
It is really refreshing to hear something that is more of a counter-narrative to those prejudices, I gotta say.
I mean, absolutely. You hear stories all the time of people coming out as gay, but you really don't hear stories about the process of coming out as bisexual. Especially, she's 36 years old. This isn't the typical story of a teenager coming out. She's married and honestly could pass as straight for the rest of her life, but it was important to her to tell that story. I could go on at length about what it meant to me to read her essay as a bisexual myself, but honestly, I had this whole conversation with her, and she pretty much hit the nail on the head and said exactly what I was thinking.
I wanted to be able to share a story that showed that you can come out to your parents and they can receive you and hold you and love you unconditionally still and appreciate this new aspect of you and the work it took to discover that about yourself. That does happen. That can occur. Because I think we need to hear those stories. The emails that I've received have been so lovely. All of them are about hope and how this gives people hope that they can have these conversations.
Wow. You know, it's overcoming the fear of being honest, and that's not easy no matter what you want to say, isn't it?
For sure.
The World's Karen Peterson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marco.
If you want to read Zara's essay, we've got an excerpt at PRI.org. In it, she talks about how her sexuality became invisible, how she came out to her husband, and how her mother's first reaction to finding out was to make a bunch of dirty jokes.